Es war einmal vor langer, langer, in einem weit entfernten, der König saß auf seinem Samtbezogenen und hatte eine goldene auf seinem Kopf.
Na, komplett verstanden? Klar, denn mit Billionen Rechenoperationen pro Sekunde ist das Gehirn ein technisches Meisterwerk. Und wenn doch mal etwas sein sollte, ermöglichen wir unseren Versicherten Behandlungen mit moderner Technik. Weil die beste Technik menschlich ist. Die Techniker.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560. Presented by Endzone Sports Bar and State Farm Insurance Houston.
The dance part. Oh!
There goes the runner. There goes Correa again!
Batted down and intercepted. Intercepted by J.J. Watt. Touchdown Houston.
Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Ali, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
I said the king's in the building. Tell me how you feeling. Yeah, I said
Oh, yeah. 1560 AM, SB Nation Radio. What is going on? My name is Chris DeMez. I'm here with the Kings, Mean Gene, Diamond Dave, and Super Mario, our guest today. Allie's not here right now. She's taking a week off for this weekend. But hey, guys, what's going on?
Well, you know what it is. It's all about those Houston Texans and the fact that I'm sitting up here looking at the preseason schedule here, guys. Interesting game. And I know a lot of people don't like the preseason. They say it means nothing. I actually watch all preseason games.
Yeah.
Because especially what we're trying to do is see, you know, those guys. I think every roster has 115 people on it or something. And just to see them get down to 53. I remember when I was here for the Saints and the Texans game last year. And when they were singing the national anthem and, you know, all the players are lining up. I'm like, good Lord. I think I counted about 95 players. I'm like, really? And then to watch them get down to the 53-man roster, but, you know, will all seven of those seven draft picks that we had? Will they all be on that 53-man roster when it's all said and done?
I believe one of, you know, the good conversations that we had with our insiders, I believe they will, just because for example, our last pick was Kyle Fuller, center out of Baylor. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, when you look at that, for example, so he was, even though he was picked last in the draft, I mean, I would say offensive linemen are definitely a hot commodity at all times. That's definitely someone, a lot of people that you got to keep on, you know, keep on the roster. But when you look at Kyle Fuller, you know, you look at the offense he ran, you kind of think about, okay, is he really a center who can really adapt to the NFL or pro style when you go from a full-on spread or air raid, they'll call it, or whatever. But, I mean, I would say so. And then you got also, I believe it was McCood, who was a cornerback from Oregon State, you know, kind of long. So definitely we hear a lot about our front seven. That's really good. But I'm always going to look at those secondary people because, I mean, that's what's going to count because, I mean, that's where a lot of the scoring comes on the Texans whenever someone gets burnt and, you know, when we're struggling from that point on.
Whoa there, Dave. Before we start our show, we got a little bit of plugging to do. We got a little bit of stuff to talk about. Tacos, Tequila, and Margarita Festival.
I like tacos.
Coming June 10th at Preservation Park. We'll be there. You guys want to elaborate?
Yeah, I like tacos.
I like tequila.
I like
you. Yeah. So
I like margarita.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be one heck of a day out there at Preservation Park in Spring, Texas.
June 10th, 2017.
That's just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, starts at noon and ends at 11 o'clock at night, 11 p.m.
Man.
Over 30-plus taco vendors.
I think the Uber drivers are going to make a lot of money.
Oh, man, they better. They're going to be double that day for a fact.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So. I mean, because after you eat all the tacos, it's probably going to be 115 degrees that day. After you eat
as
all
long
these
as
tacos,
I have my margaritas to cool me off, that's all.
And the tequila. Now, notice that they say, don't you put tequila in margaritas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so it's tequila,
I think it's
and
worth,
margaritas.
Yeah, but yes. I think it's worth separate just because they want to elaborate on how much different other tequila.
You want to drink the margarita and then take a shot of tequila.
So we're going to have to. So the Sports Kings, because we have to. Sports Kings After Dark, we're going to have to take an Uber from. Because We're going to need an Uber to get us from
I'm gonna need
Preservation Park
to the station. Do you think we're going to be able to do the show that night?
I need three towels.
We should just do the show out there.
Hey, guys, what's going on? My name is Chris.
That's what's good about radio, because we can just sit there with our Jose Cuervo bottles in our hand. And,
and no one would know.
I don't think I'll be radio savvy if I drink some margarita.
Yeah. Anyway, I tell you what, it's going to be great. And the Sports Kings After Dark, we will be judging some of the contests out there. I don't know if we're judging the margaritas contest or the tacos, but it's going to be great.
Real quick, Gene, yeah. How would you, if they approach you to judge a taco contest?
Well, they did ask me, because we had to fill out this judge's thing, like your favorite type of margarita. I told them I like the frozen strawberry.
Oh, nice.
And then I told them, and they asked what was my favorite taco. And I like the carne asada.
Oh, yes.
Scrimps. See?
Al pastor.
Scrimps.
Is that what it?
Huh? Al pastor taco.
I like scrimps.
Scrimps.
Oh, you like fish tacos?
Shrimp.
Oh, man.
Scrimps.
Okay.
But you know what? Like,
he's officially out of the station.
He said scrimps.
Scrimps. I like some scrimps.
That's too funny. So, anyway. I like the carne asada, because when I was in San Diego, California, there was a place out there called Roberto's, made the best carne asada burritos ever.
Oh, man.
It probably accounted for 15 pounds of my life eating those carne asadas.
Well, with me, Gene, I think, born and raised, Mexican family, I think tacos are a big part of everyone's diet, especially down here in Texas. But it starts with the tortilla at first, and it goes from there, mm-hmm. So, like, it goes a lot more into a taco rather than a lot of people think. Because, honestly, like, that's pretty much the base of it, man. Like, if you have a terrible tortilla, then, you're pretty much out of luck. You're just going to stuff a whole bunch of stuff
in
there.
What do we put on that taco? What kind of? Some good?
Well, like, I don't know, it depends. I mean, would you like breakfast tacos?
Well, what kind of sauce do you put on the taco?
What kind of sauce? And see, that's a whole other thing in itself, I believe. you just keep on opening up more.
I like breakfast tacos. I love breakfast. Chorizo con huevo, and then you have potato and egg, and then you have bean and cheese.
I'm hungry.
Green sauce.
I never
thought I could eat a taco with no meat in it.
Carne asadas are good. Chicken fajitas.
Yeah. Al pastor, that's my favorite.
Oh, man, barbacoa.
You gotta have some cilantro. You gotta have some guacamole in there. You gotta have some
green sauce. But now, Mario, in New York, the tacos?
They're not that many, If you want, tacos or, Mexican cuisine, you got to go either go to, a restaurant or, a Taco Bell. We don't have, street tacos
Taco
out
Bell.
Here. No, really. I'm trying to think about it. Where I grew up, we had one, and he was there, one day, and then he disappeared. But he was amazing.
Oh, man.
Coming down here.
We're spoiled.
Everyone has a favorite spot.
So you eating the good stuff then?
Oh, yeah. I came down here, and everything tastes amazing to me. I love tacos. Everything tastes good. They're like, that place is trash. I'm like, it tastes good to me.
Taco Bell.
Tastes good to me.
You left that pecan sauce in New York, right? You didn't bring that down.
No, I'll never like pecan sauce.
No, we don't mess with pecan.
We mess with Tabasco.
I get down with the Goya. I get down with the Goya. With the adobo. That's what I get down with.
We get some Tabasco.
So I tell you what. I think the entire city is going to be there. I think they're expecting 20,000 people to be there at this event.
That's a lot of tacos.
And there's VIP tickets you can go. Actually, on Facebook, you can just go put in, you can go Google this thing, guys. You can go and just put in the Texas Taco Tequila and Margarita Festival. Get your tickets, and it's going to be great. Sports Kings After Dark, we cannot wait. Until this in 2 weeks, man. That's going to be here before you know it. So, guys, continuing on with the Houston Texans. I think tomorrow night we might get into the AFC South and where we think things are going to line up for that whole division. And we still haven't solidified who's going to be the quarterback, if it's going to be Mr. Savage or Mr. Watson or Mr. Brandon. I have been really smoking some Wheaton.
Might be.
Yeah.
Former Yankee.
Yeah, so we don't know.
He was a former Yankee.
Yeah, the pitcher, huh?
Yes,
we
want to
call him the pitcher.
That's
a lot is to be seen. But what I do, the reason why I brought up the preseason game, guys, because it's those draft picks. Those guys would get a lot of playing time in these games. So we would see a lot of Mr. Watson in these games going up against the Carolina, defense that just wasn't there. so much last year. So it's going to be interesting. The first two games, I know they're preseason, but, man, Panthers and Patriots, pretty exciting. And then August 31st, those Cowboys come to Houston.
Who?
Those Cowboys.
I'm sorry, who?
The Dallas Cowboys.
I don't know.
Yeah. The Dallas Cowboys.
Never heard of them. Never
there
heard
are
of them.
A
Never
lot.
Never heard of her.
Now, you guys know I live in Dallas, so that, you know, Dallas is Dallas. But here's the thing. There are a lot of Cowboy fans here in Houston, too.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? So, a lot of those loyal fans because
there
was no team.
Right. There was no Houston.
For a little bit. Right. And even I would feel that even whenever I was growing up and we still had Oilers whenever I was really young, there was still as many Cowboys fans as there is
Love
now.
You, Blue.
Here's a good question from an outsider. Mm-hmm. Like, is that frowned upon? Is it like were a Dallas fan and then when the Texans came, you hopped on the Texan bandwagon? Are you, you know, or like, you know, Texan fan, you know, people that are from Houston, but they're still Dallas fans. They're not Texans like, fans. It's okay, like a whole big thing here.
So most of the people who are Dallas fans, they just always been Dallas fans. There was no switching. There was no converting. Okay. When the Oilers left, I would say, yeah, maybe some people watched them more because there was no one here. Mm-hmm. But there was never, ever a Dallas Cowboys surge through Houston.
Okay.
That was never happening. Okay. So as of right now, if you're a Cowboy fan and someone's a Texan fan, you don't talk to each other on Sunday.
Oh, I understand like, that.
Yeah,
I understand
yeah,
that.
You totally, yeah, you get that.
I get that being Yankees Mets, so yeah, I understand that in Giants and Jets.
It's just like that, but there was ever no time where there was maybe, you know, there was those kids that grew up without the Oilers, so they became Cowboy fans. Yeah, there was that happening maybe, but there was never, ever no team switch, and if they were, then they ain't really fans.
But there was some, you know, angry folks here, man, when they moved the
Oilers to Tennessee.
The Tennessee.
Oh, we were hurt.
Yeah.
Because I want to say that maybe a preseason or did they change the whole team before they got there? Like they're already the Tennessee Titans by the time they got there. Because I remember thinking of why would someone be called the Tennessee Oilers? You know, like that always, you know, stunned me a little bit. But yeah, I think it was, you know, hurtful for everybody at the time. And I was at a young age and I still even didn't like
it. But it had to be even more hurtful that team that team went to the Super Bowl, and to that Super Bowl. I want to talk about that Super Bowl when we come back. It was one of the most exciting Super Bowls that I've ever witnessed. The Tennessee Titans
the great comeback?
And the St. Louis like that. Rams. That was an interesting Super Bowl. But anyway, folks, we're talking Houston Texans. Believe it or not, even Houston Oilers here on Sports Kings After Dark with Mario, Chris Tamez. Diamond Dave, I'm trying to get used to saying it. And me and Gene, we'll be right back after the break, folks.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by End Zone Sports Bar. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Oh, yeah, the usual suspects here. Mean Gene, Diamond Dave, Super Mario, Chris Demez, and Allie is taking off the weekend. We miss her. Hope she comes back. But, yeah, we're talking about Texans football or Oilers. We're talking about a lot of stuff right here.
Just real quick, though, just this Busta Rhymes real quick. Gene, what's your favorite Busta Rhymes video?
This is his.
Oh. This is one of them. But I tell you, the one I really liked was the one with him and Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See there?
You give me some.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You guys don't know nothing about that.
Around time where Pastor Cavassier was being played, man. And you know what? Like,
come on now.
I want to say a lot of Busta Rhymes.
I'm not as old as I look, guys. Okay. I know a little something about this.
That Mariah Carey Busta came on.
That was a good jam.
Yeah, it was a jam, man.
That was a good jam.
It's funny whenever ESPN put that on the bowling commercial, I believe, man. And I was
Baby,
like,
you
yeah.
Get
yeah.
It.
I was just like, yeah, you put that with bowling. Where are you made
gonna,
it sexy.
Hey, how else you going to watch bowling?
Hey, right? That was sexy time. That whole man. Time. I was like, man, you I'm know what? Bowling now.
Come Sundays, man, when you know when you watch all of that, you know, Berman and all those guys, and right at the hour of football,
yeah.
Man, I can't.
On that bowling.
If I see that bowling, then I am too slow.
Oh, man.
I mean, you have to hit that remote and get away from that bowling. But anyway, yeah.
You just never get caught watching it. You just never get caught watching
Denny's invitation.
Yeah, I have that.
It's on, and then you
go to the restroom
it.
Or something. You come back, you're like,
I'm watching bowling.
But then you sit down and you're watching it, and you're like, wow. Like,
I know there's like 50 games on somewhere. I cannot believe bowling is a sport. First of all, if you can drink beer.
Hey.
Yeah.
And that's not a sport.
I think good movies and Denny's has kept bowling alive. Honestly.
I mean, bowling. Who bowls? Do you guys bowl?
Yeah. I bowled a lot of New York.
Really?
I bowled a lot of New York.
They call me gutter ball.
Gutter ball. I just don't have time. But, I mean, that's like watching paint dry.
I guess it depends. If it's for like a kid's party maybe, or maybe if you go to the Dave & Buster where you can, it's neon lights and it's a bar, you know.
Okay, if you have to pick.
And I'm surprised. There's a lot of women that like to bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you have to pick. And if you guys listening out there, 713-439-1560, call in and tell me what you guys think. If you had to pick bowling or golf, or what would you choose?
Oh, I take golf.
Golf?
Oh, no. Yeah. I do bowling.
That's a lot of, that's a lot of walking, Gene.
That's a lot of stuff.
But if you have a car, you got to be in the hot. Like, and I'm already against
that. I mean, you can drink beer and golf, too, you know.
You're right.
713-439.
Yeah, you're outside,
and it's hot.
I used to live on a golf course. Oh. And I would walk across and get in, and a couple of my friends, we were playing one time. And I guess we ran out of beverages. So I took the golf cart all the way home. I drove that sucker across the street in the middle of traffic, went home and got the beverages, and we went back and we finished golf. I think we were out there for like 12 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No way.
And the game said, and this was a
12 hours?
Yeah, it was.
Was it 18 holes? How many holes were you playing?
There was 18, but we just, once we got those beverages, the game slowed down.
I bet it did.
The game should have been over in probably half that time.
Happens to be a delightful brew.
Yes, indeed. But so we're talking about the Oilers, and I know it brings back painful memories to a lot of fans. I mean, I think where the Texans have come, that, you know, I remember one of the first preseason games that the Texans played. They beat the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
That was incredible.
That was big. That was big time for everybody.
It was. And so we get to see a rematch. And I think, don't they have some like little trophy or something that they trade or something?
Possibly.
They don't play that much.
No, but it's always a good preseason game. It's always and you know what? And
rivalry.
It's always something to look at because you already know you're going to see so many fights at that game. It's already going to happen.
That's like, what I wait for.
You can try to prevent it from happening, but at the same time, you're going to go on Twitter that night and you're going to see something.
It reminds me of the Raiders and the Chargers. So when the Raiders and Chargers play, it's always one of those hateful rivalries there. But interesting stuff. So anyway, what can we expect from those drafts?
I think you're gonna see a couple of them, you know, to shine in the offseason. I feel that Deshaun Watson, I want to say, because I'm so on him right now, and I'm not really looking at Tom Savage the way I want to look at him right now. So I just feel if Deshaun Watson just kind of puts his little magic on the touch of a couple of games and maybe win a couple and actually be the reason why the Texans win, and they can probably see that, because you don't want to rush him too fast. You wouldn't want to just put him in a situation where he can't really flourish.
You got
to
build that over.
Yeah, you want him to learn the system. You want him to be 100% comfortable. So I really wouldn't be mad if Savage was the start. But I look at Zach Cunningham, for example, from Vanderbilt, and I see what he can possibly add to that. Like we were talking earlier how the I believe NFL.com has ranked the Texans' best front, number one front seven. And to see Zach Cunningham get added to that, I mean, that's something special. I feel that that'll be a good look for him. Then you also look at Deontay Foreman. So you're also adding, you know, you're giving Miller a little bit more help. So you just made our offense a little bit more dynamic by someone who runs pretty hard.
So have we signed Foreman yet?
I want to say that all the rookies are signed now. I could be wrong, but I believe all of them are signed. But the one thing that does kind of worry me just a little bit is that the O-line picks. And you also look at Julian Davenport, who was selected out of Bucknell. You realize that he went to Bucknell, and you kind of wonder how fast is he able going to his transition to the NFL is going to be. So that is this stuff to look at.
Yeah, that's true. So I tell you what, all this talk about the NFL is getting me excited, folks. I tell you what, if you are not a season ticket holder,
man, this is going to be an exciting year. So, I mean, are we expecting to have Clowney and J.J. Watt on the field at the same time?
It better be.
Oh, man. And then you look at him, and also you think about the reemergence of DJ Reader, who just became a monster in the second half of the season. And you see these little key players that are going to get pushed in. So, man, I really think that front seven, but I'm going to keep stressing on the secondary. I don't trust them. They're all suspect. I hate saying that because I really like J.J., but he keeps on getting older. Mm-hmm. He's always just as fast. That's not the problem, is the speed. But, I mean, we just got to think about everything together if those three other guys can help him out back there.
Okay. All right. Cool. So, guys, this week, last week, the NFL is trying to do whatever they can. I mean, poor Commissioner Goodell. This guy has gone through. You saw the draft. If you watched the NFL draft, when I went to the NFL draft in Chicago, so we're sitting at the auditorium, and it's kind of weird. So it was almost like they was trying to gauge what the reaction would be. So the commissioner came out, and it looked like, it was going live. But then again, he came out, and the booze started. And then he came out again, and it was like, okay, so maybe they didn't record that first one. Yeah, it was weird because we was watching. We was like, whoa, we heard his voice, but we didn't see him. And then they got the booze. And
but they play the booze, though. You can't say we missed out on any booze that he gets.
Well, I mean, that year was crazy.
Hard this year.
This year, Philadelphia, you take a chance. In Philly, they took a huge chance.
Man. That's a tough city, man.
But some of the things that have made this commissioner not so popular is the thing that we're getting ready to talk about here. Plus, not to mention the, 10-plus million dollars a year that he makes, which is unbelievable. But, hey, guys, a big-time lawyer. He runs the greatest business in the world.
And the business is not going to run out. Soon.
To quote my favorite thing, they bought Sunday. They took the most important day, and they bought it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They have expanded. It's not even Sunday no more. Now it's Monday and it's Thursday.
Now it's Thursday.
So the NFL owns 3 days of our weeks during the season. But anyway, so the commissioner might get a little slack. Maybe he won't get booed so much with this latest thing that the NFL, every year they always look at the rules and see what they want to change. We talk about one of the rules that they change. But let's just talk about that one thing from a fan perspective that people like, and that is touchdown celebrations.
Woo!
And the NFL is back.
Oh, man. Woo! And it's finally, because, honestly, it's something so dumb to get mad at. And I understand if you're a peewee football coach or you're a middle school coach, you don't want your kids out there acting crazy and doing stuff. And, it's pretty much shaming the other team. And I understand that. But when you're on the highest level of competition, something that's so small as celebrating, just being happy that, you made a play, why not show emotion? And right. I feel that sometimes they try to get guys to not ever show any emotion and show true feelings. I feel not even, just from the celebration part, but a lot of aspects of the NFL. I feel like they don't let a lot of people just be themselves. And if they are themselves, they get a lot of scrutiny for it.
But this is the commissioner saying, that, hey, he's listening to the fans. I mean, so the fans have spoken. The fans said, hey, this is what we want to see. We want to see that. We want to see what, he's not even in the league anymore. I meant T.O., I keep thinking about the Sharpie thing.
Ocho Cinco.
I mean, there's been some great ones and even, Irvin, but then again, the one, I mean, you will be able to celebrate your touchdowns, but you will not be able to do anything that shows any type of distaste.
Gyrations.
We've seen some of those over the years.
Oh, man. And you know what?
twerking's out now, guys.
Oh, man. And it's,
There's been some crazy ones out there.
Sorry, ladies.
But you know what, guys? So here, let's just think about it. I like to just kind of talk about your favorite NFL touchdown celebration. Now, you got to think about this one because there's been a bunch of them.
That's easy for me.
It's been a bunch of them. I mean, a lot of people like the Gronkowski. Slamming the touchdown, the spike, the huge spike, And but you will not be able to do the goalpost, the Jimmy Graham touchdown.
Yeah, you can't do that no more.
That won't be allowed.
I just have a general one.
Who's your favorite, Mario?
I'd like to see Fat Man get the touchdown and do a Fat Man dance. That's what I like.
I second that.
Okay. Fat Man, there's nothing better than, let's say, an O-line guy, you know, hits it off a deflection, takes it in. There is nothing like the Fat Man dance.
All right. I think I can get with that. I know you got one. You want to hold it there after the break?
Yeah, I'll hold it till after the break.
Because I think it's interesting because I like the Fat Man dancing.
Jelly Roll.
I like that. And when we come back, folks, we are going to talk about some of the tough. We got to let everybody know some of the best ones over the last 10 years, maybe.
There's definitely some iconic ones. Definitely.
When we come back, folks, you're listening to Sports Kings After Dark here on SB Nation Radio, 1560 AM.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
What is going on? What is going on, SB Nation? This is Gene's music. This is all Gene's music.
Hey. What do you mean it's Gene's music?
I mean, this is your playlist. This is your playlist right now.
What do you mean it's Gene's music?
Yeah, this is
yes,
your playlist.
It is Gene's music, and I tell you what. You know what? Because I let me tell you why I like this song. I was at a arena football game.
Ooh.
And actually, my former co-hosts, Randy Shortensey and Rod Johnson, we worked for Jake Reed. Jake Reed used to be the wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. He owned a arena team down in Dallas, and the players were out there working out and warming up for the pregame. And this is the song that they was playing, and it was crazy. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. So I like this song right here. But anyway. Right before the break, we were talking about the NFL, which used to stand for the No Fun League. Not anymore.
It still does.
Someone still does.
I mean, but hey, the NFL is listening to all you fans out there who says, hey, stop slowing the game down, or, you know, with giving flags and 15-yard penalties off kickoff, because every player should have a right to celebrate a touchdown. It's something that some players would never get to do.
I blame Roger Goodell.
And if you blame Roger Goodell for it being a non-fun league, you have to give him credit now that he has changed his mind, or the league has changed their mind on allowing you.
I don't know, man, because I want to say that it has a lot to do with there's so many other things that that have to do with football in a negative perspective, is that, you know, we can't get rid of all the, you know, the domestic violence, and we can't get rid of the opioid scandals and, you know, the concussion things. Mm-hmm. So at least let us have something that we can control. Let us have our celebrations. Let us somewhat to be happy about football, because as of right now, it's really NFL. I wouldn't say is the most dangerous league, but it's also the league that comes with so much baggage.
Yeah.
Yes, we love it. We want to keep on doing it, but mm-hmm. there's other things that we have to change about the sport. Mm-hmm. So this is definitely a very interesting time to be the commissioner in the NFL.
Well, we can really have some fun now, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because there has been some NFL touchdown celebrations that have made some people raise their eyebrow. I know you got one. Which one is yours?
Oh, man. The Funky Chicken to me is one of my favorites. Is it Billy Johnson, White Shoes Johnson? So, I mean, that's from back in the day.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
And also, and when you mention that from something back then, you also think, because I was able to see a lot of the Chicago Bears stuff. You know, so you think back of, you know, yes. back then of what they used to bring to the table. Because, I mean, that was a show.
No,
I mean, they had a song. Like, not a lot of people have a
song.
When they had McMahon? Yeah.
Oh, man, he was crazy.
Man. So, you know, that's, I guess you can count
from
that.
From the Bears?
The Bears.
The Bears. So I enjoyed that. But also, I mean, you remember the Icky Shuffle as well.
The Icky Shuffle was good.
That was actually one that I forgot how I even knew about that.
And what about the Icky comeback, you know, a couple of years ago?
In the commercial.
In the Geico commercials, right?
Yeah, that was.
So, hey, I got a chance to meet Icky
at the
Seahawks Patriots Super Bowl in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, wow.
I think that was 50 Super Bowl. Was it 50 or 51? No, 49, actually. Oh, okay. Yeah, so, hey, guys, I got one for you that I know you guys won't remember. And these are probably, these are Mean Gene's top ones. And these are the ones that probably won't be allowed anymore because they were not the, best ones. So, how many of you guys remember Doug Baldwin? And this was Doug Baldwin actually did he was in the end zone and he pretended like he was going to the restroom.
Oh, I do remember that one. That was
by the pole.
Sick.
He was by the field. Yes, by the field goal pole. I remember.
Yes,
this.
He was by the field goal pole. He dropped. Yep, he pretended that he dropped.
Yep, and he
did the football thing. And well, anyway, that one cost him $11,000. But
worth it.
This one right here was better than that. You guys remember Plexico Bears who shot himself?
Oh yeah,
oh my
of course.
God! In the New York City, like,
you remember
well,
that?
Yeah, I remember.
So you remember Stevie Johnson, the wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills? He celebrated by pretending to accidentally shoot himself in the leg.
Oh man, that's like the best shade you can ever throw at somebody, right?
It don't get any better. It don't get any better. You got one, Mario?
Man, for me, it was Terrell Owens. I think he was playing, I don't know if it was for Philly or San Fran, when he took the pom-poms and started dancing with the cheerleaders.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that
like,
was a good one.
That was it right then and there. I was like, the man's going to get fired.
Man, I definitely enjoyed him whenever he was with Dallas and he threw the popcorn in the face. Like, that was just such an iconic photo. That was just a really good photo as well.
You see that a lot. You see that a lot.
That one in the cell phone. I forgot who that was, but they had it planned.
Ooh,
remember,
oh,
like,
yeah,
I think it was on a kick return. It was like a kick return or something.
Ooh,
or
yeah,
he ran
that
it back.
Cell phone
he picked
one.
It up. He was like, and he was on the phone, like, hello, I'll talk to you later. Man, that one was really good.
And Ocho Cinco with the power line?
With the
power line. You remember that one?
Yes, I remember that one.
Yep. So, and Doug Baldwin was the only one that did the drop the pants down. Someone at else did that.
Oh, really?
Randy Moss did that first.
Really?
Randy Moss did it.
Of course Randy Moss did
yep.
that.
Randy Moss did
Joe
that.
Joe Horn did the cell phone.
And Joe
it,
Horn. Okay.
It cost him $10,000. Well, Joe Horn. You know what? Joe Horn. Good Lord. For Joe Horn to even get a touchdown in the NFL.
He deserved it.
They shouldn't have fined him. Because,
I wonder how many times he put that phone in there. And
because that's what I'm thinking. Like, good you Lord. Had to be there before the game to plant the phone there. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's premeditated. Well, that's not just, oh, yeah, you know. Yeah,
well, believe it or not, they will let you use props now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What?
That's
no
part.
Way.
Yeah.
No
yes.
way.
Oh, so you can dance with the flag or you can dance
yeah,
with
yeah,
the flag.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Props is allowed. Yes, indeed.
You know, I know it's going to be bananas. I know we talked about this. We're going to talk about this later.
And by the way, Joe Horn, that was an expensive cell phone. It cost him $30,000.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Every penny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's also, even though we're going to talk about Simpsons later, the episode whenever Homer runs that showboating academy and he teaches Warren Sapp and Yao Ming and LeBron James how to showboat. Oh, man, this is perfect. This is what's going to be. This is what's going to happen.
This is going to be great. I can't wait for this season now.
How about this one, guys? And you guys got to remember Terrell Owens as a San Francisco 49er going to the star.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's ultimate right there.
That was like, when he spent it on him?
That star cost him $24,000 then. That was an expensive
that was less than
star.
The cell phone.
And you know what? And I think and that was in the old Cowboys Stadium, I think. That
Is that
was,
when he took the ball and he spent it on the star?
Yeah, and I think someone tackled him.
Yeah, okay, I remember.
That was a very, very interesting one. So, yeah, I mean, there's been some great ones over the years, guys, and I can only imagine now that the league has decided to, you know, soften up on this How many folks are out there plotting right about now?
I would be. But you know what? I think this really opens up for the defense to really shine too as well. Think about
it's going to piss the defense off is what it's going to do.
No. But think about whenever a defense gets a sack. Imagine what you can do. You know, well, prior to that, you know,
speaking of that, because Mark Gastineau used to do this funky thing that, I mean, and no one liked it, and it was harmless. He would do a crazy dance after he did a sack.
Yeah.
And they didn't like that. But
whenever he used to celebrate after his sacks, I mean, he always come up with something nice.
With the salute. And then they tried to tell him that they were going to find him for it. And he was like,
what?
Find me.
Wow. The running back, swings the baseball bat, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, some of them are pretty good. So it's going to be interesting to see how the NFL, you know, kind of monitors this. And it's going to be interesting to see now all of those officials that were just couldn't wait to throw that yellow flag. They actually have to watch this now. And I guess
someone's going to walk up to make your ref and get your flag.
I think we're probably going to see a flag go out and they pick the flag up. Someone's going to forget.
Oh, man.
Someone's going to forget that the rules changed.
I want to say the rest, like, being a referee is probably one of the hardest jobs I've
ever had. Wait a minute. Someone's going to forget that the rule changed.
Yep.
They're going to throw the flag. We're going to see a challenge flag come out because I'm challenging the touchdown celebration.
Flag on flag.
Yeah. Yep. It's
and then someone's going to pick it up and dance with it. That's how it's going to go down.
It's going to be crazy. But anyway, it's just fun to even talk about it. And I'm sure, just like with every rule change, they always use the preseason to kind of,
to air it out,
mm-hmm. to practice. And believe it or not, guys, we have to use the preseason to get ready for football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. For our show, we've been talking, you know, by the time the season starts.
What is
starts,
it, like 98 days to the season?
Oh, that's the college football season starts.
Yeah.
It's 98 days.
We'll be in preseason as well. Can't wait for football. But anyway, thought we would share that with our listeners on some of these great NFL touchdown celebrations. So you can definitely expect to see a whole lot of stuff. Hey, guys, I know we have about 20 minutes left to go in this show. Man, time just goes by so fast. You know, a lot of people would be upset if we did not talk about the hottest team in Major League Baseball. What does my shirt say?
You repping today with the Astros today, Gene.
My shirt says Houston Astros. And this team is amazing, guys. What is going on? I mean, do we pinch ourselves to see if this is really happening?
If there anything like any other Houston team?
Don't you kill it. Don't you kill it.
If there anything else like any other Houston team, they're going to choke.
Come on.
Oh, man. Why I knew you were coming with that hate.
Kill.
Jump out that window.
Come on now.
Jump out that window.
But you know what?
This is only two stories. Really, we need to go up higher.
I'm really mad because he's right. We've seen this before. We've seen us at the pinnacle of our game, and we've seen us fall. But for the fact that all these media outlets are saying that it's our time to finally come out with this, it's definitely, you know, a little daunting a little bit.
Everybody gets their chance, man. Yeah, this is when you play the game.
And, you know, and I totally agree with that, but at the same time, like, it's almost to a point where we kind of feel like old Cubs fans used to feel. Like, it's to that point where it's like, we don't want to get too, you know, on the high horse because, I mean, this hasn't happened yet. So when it hasn't happened yet, you don't want to just bring that, you know, that bad, you know, voodoo around, man. It's just hard.
Speaking as a bandwagon fan, okay? I've admitted, you know, I'm a bandwagon fan. I will be a diehard Yankee fan to the death of me. That's just going to happen. You know what I mean? But these Astros, they are something special to watch.
Yeah.
You know, as long as I live here, I've watched this team come from, like, no wins, to winning. And it's just like, wow.
Choke.
And I tell you what it is right now. You know what it is? To me, what it is? The farm system. Houston has the best farm system in the league, and they know how to use it, and use it well. And that's what is homegrown talent. That's how you win.
Because you think about Alex Bregman, the way he started off last year, and everyone had high hopes for him, and then to see him playing now, he's just not batting as well as everyone else. But it's just like they're talking about him as if, you know, he's not doing anything. He's honestly excellent, but he's just coming along like he should be. But everyone else is also doing so well. So to have so many big bats everywhere,
this
all
team
in the
ball.
Lineup.
I mean, you know, and last week they struggled. Yeah, something about the
Cleveland.
Something about the Indians. They can't, you know, seem to get over. But they're on a three-game win streak right now. 34 games is remarkable. And the Rangers, who, you know, because I'm in Dallas listening to my friends down there. Steve Dennis is a talk show host down there. We'll have Steve on the show because he loves to talk Dallas Cowboys. So we get him on when that, preseason game come up. But the Rangers were looking pretty good. The Rangers mm-hmm. were red hot. Somehow they are looking up at the Angels now, and the Astros have a 9-game lead, and it just seems to be getting better. They win today. So got a series against the Orioles. They play again tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and you playing Soul Man?
Yeah,
is that? Because I'm the only black guy in here. I'm just trying to figure out where we're going with that song.
Man, you think we don't have enough soul, Mario. That's what it is.
I ain't got enough soul.
Try to say we soulless? Like, right. We don't have enough soul? No,
you might like the next song, then.
Oh, my goodness. So, all right, folks. Hey, you are listening to Sports Kings After Dark. When we come back, we got to talk a little bit more about these red hot Astros here on SB Nation Radio 1560.
You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Jungle love.
Jungle
love. I'll show you. Jungle love.
Sing it.
Man.
What do you know about that?
Come on.
You doing the backgrounds, too? Sports Kings After Dark, the last segment here tonight with DJ Chris Tamez.
Yo, yo.
Diamond Dave, Super Mario, Mean Gene. We are giving you all of your... You know what? I just got a text from one of our listeners out there.
Hi.
That said, our music is better than our show. That hurts. That really hurts, man. So we got to jack up the music and improve the
I'm going to start playing
sports.
Classical music now. Right.
We got to start downplaying the music.
Just a little
bit. Like, hey, you guys were playing a song, and then y'all started talking. What? You know?
What is this?
I come from a musical background, so, I mean, I bring it.
So I tell you what, if you miss any part of this show, you can always catch the podcast. All you have to do is go to podcastarena.com and check out the big red and black Sports Kings logo. And you can catch the first hour, the second hour, whichever one you want to listen to. And it'll be right there. Some of the things we'll be talking about on tomorrow night's show is the NFL deciding to move Super Bowl 55 to Tampa, Florida, because of the delay in the Los Angeles stadium that's being built out there at the Hollywood Casino. If you've ever been to L.A., they have a Hollywood Casino area out there where the old Forum used to be, that area out there where the Lakers used to play their games. So Tampa, no stranger
there too.
Man. Yeah, not a stranger to Super Bowls. They hosted Super Bowl 43 between the Steelers and the Cardinals.
Ooh.
And another one of those Super Bowls that I just happened to be there.
Was Kurt Warner the quarterback at that time?
Kurt Warner was the quarterback, right? And Santonio Holmes made one of the catches that no one will ever forget.
I remember that catch.
To give the Pittsburgh Steelers their sixth Super Bowl championship. So anyway, we talk about that and see how that stadium and all that stuff is coming along. I don't even think it's not the Super Bowl in L.A. or the one in Tampa that everybody's waiting on. It's the one in Las Vegas cannot wait.
Yeah,
when that you know, at the way things are going now, the stadium in Vegas will be built before the one in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds about right.
And you know what? Whenever you look at the blueprints and, like, it's the pictures, it looks unreal. It doesn't even look like that's the place that we will go see football.
It looks so futuristic.
Is it going to be a multi-purpose Coliseum? Or
I'm sure, like, since they do it the way we do it down here, I mean, I'm sure there's other ways to use money.
This thing. It's the Walton money there. Yeah. You know, it was Stan Kroenke, and he's, you know, married to one of the Walton
I'm pretty sure WrestleMania will be there.
I'm sure the Mania is going to make it there.
Oh, for fact.
Yeah. The Mania will probably come here before it make it to that.
And I'll be there.
I know. It's coming here in July, ain't it?
I'll be there, too.
Back to baseball, though. Some of the things we'll be talking about also tomorrow. We'll be talking about the AFC South predictions. I think we've been, you know, talking about that for a while. We got to actually break that down. The Houston Dynamo plays a big-time game tomorrow night in Frisco, Texas, for the El Capitan. They're going up against FC Dallas.
Ooh.
So by the time we come on air, that game should be over. We'll know who's going to – you know what the El Capitan is? It's a big cannon gun. Yeah. So they're playing for that thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We might need that over in North Korea, though. So as soon as they get it here, we
– They don't want it. North Korea don't want it.
So let's talk about these red-hot Houston Astros, 34 wins, leading all of baseball. And, all-star game just coming right around the corner, guys. Actually, probably a little bit over 45 days away, yeah.
Is it going to be
for the all-star
break? I think it's going to be, man, how many Astros are we going to have? Is it going to be a record?
It might be.
Especially for starters, because the last time I can remember who had the most starters in the all-star game, can anyone tell me, remind me? It would be the Yankees.
Of course. That's going to be interesting to see. So, I mean, anyway, so if you don't have anything going tomorrow, to be part of your Memorial Weekend celebration should be hanging out at the Minute Maid Park tomorrow, watching this 1 o'clock game. I think it's 1 o'clock, 1:10.
Oh, it's an afternoon game. Good. Love afternoon games.
As they go against the Orioles. So, Dave, I know you had something
I've been wanting
to talk about here, and we've been talking about it throughout the break. We came in here talking about it, actually.
Oh, yeah. So the Baseball Hall of Fame will honor Homer at the Bat in an episode about The Simpsons from back in the day, which had so many baseball legends at the time. He had Daryl Strawberry, Ozzie Smith, Wade Boggs. I mean, the list goes on, but like this whole episode, I'll say, was this an episode that stood out so much. It was one of my favorite ones, not just because they had athletes on it, but it's because it was so humorous the whole time. The whole time is nonstop laughs. I mean, every little scene of that. I mean, Don Mattingly and Mr. Burns going at it about the sideburns. And I lose it. I lose it every time. They give Ken Griffey like this drink and it makes his head big. Oh man, like, and just for the purpose of the game too. It was just, you know, a softball game that Mr. Burns just wanted to win. And just coming from that, the whole thing is
exploded. It's amazing how they got away with doing that. The Simpsons always pulled off some great episodes.
Oh, man. And just the way they used their characters with this real life. Like, for example, we had Wade Boggs, who was very notorious for drinking, him fighting Barney Gumble. When would that ever happen? You know, just to see that scene go on, man. You just notice the nostalgia that's going on.
So you said, baseball, the Hall of Fame has decided to embrace
And that's what I'm saying. They're just honoring this episode. So it's not just a big episode, you know, it's for The Simpsons. But I just feel that, I mean, all of baseball is such, you know, a magnificent thing to see to me. Because, I mean, like I said, to me, this is definitely top 10 Simpsons episodes ever.
This is the song that they played at the end of
This is baseball. Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh,
crazy.
Man. And that was the song I was talking about during the break. Crazy. Oh. But, yeah, like I said, like, if you see Don Mattingly and Mr. Burns going at it, yeah. Oh, man.
Worth it.
So worth it.
You know, I didn't even notice now that we're talking baseball. Did you guys know that Strasburg struck out 15?
What?
Padres?
Wow.
The National? He plays for the Nationals, right?
Strasburg. That's the one that threw out his shoulder?
Yeah.
Wow.
15. 15. Is he coming back from Tommy John surgery or something?
I guess he done came back.
Yeah,
maybe striking out 15 players.
But yeah, wow, I want to say there's new procedures on Tommy John surgery.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing now.
So, yeah, like that's not such of a big injury as it used to be.
Man,
this is something to look at, though, because honestly, with the way, the way, you know, sports medicine works now, mm-hmm. I mean, people can get a lot more out of players. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, we know how to treat it a little bit more better.
Today, compared to years ago.
Yeah.
You mentioned some of the guys in that Simpson episode. I had a chance to meet Ozzie Smith.
Oh, wow.
And this was after he had left baseball. I met him. I had a chance. And this, you're talking about, I'm a Dodgers fan. Even, I mean, I like the Astros, but I have to just be honest. The
Dodgers
is my favorite team. And I think, you know, there are moments in sports where you kind of like remember, you know, like my top three or top four. And I think one of my top ones was actually meeting, Ozzie Smith, and he was actually it was a celebration of the old Negro League players,
all
came to Dodger Stadium, and I got to meet Buck O'Neill, you know, some of those guys I met, and that was incredible. So and I just never knew that Ozzie Smith was so cool, but two other people I met in baseball that I would never ever forget, and I've met like three of my top people in life that I would consider Chick Hearn. The play-by-play for the Lakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I met Tom Lasorda.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and man. Vince Kelly.
Tom Lasorda. Wow.
And in the same day. I think I got lost in Dodger Stadium. You know, their press box is pretty interesting. So I'm running around, and I ended up just going in a wrong door and running right into Vince Kelly.
Unfortunate.
Just, you know, how unfortunate. So that was cool. And then Tom Lasorda used to come down to the press box. Tommy Lasorda was very, and you know, he just, I think the Dodgers said he recently had a scare. He went to the hospital, and I think he's getting either a new pacemaker or an upgraded one or something like that. But just want to make sure that Tommy Lasorda is doing well. But Tommy Lasorda came into the press box, and I'm sitting there minding my own business, watching the game, and he just talks to everybody. He just goes in there, and everyone in the press area is going to talk to Tom Lasorda.
That's awesome.
Whether you want to or not. So, just thought I would throw that out there.
I want to give a quick shout out to Earl Spence Jr. today, who won his IBF championship in the backyard of Special K Brook. Talk the talk, walk the walk. But when it comes down to you're not a champion till you defend your title. Who's your next fight, Earl Spence? Take it anybody want. All comers.
Oh.
Man, I was telling Mario that pretty soon it'll be HBO status.
Yeah, I know. Mario loves this boxing. Did you win any money on this thing?
No. It's just,
you should quiz him on UFC.
Passionate about the, whoa, good stuff. Yeah, we will. We'll talk about this Mayweather and this travesty of this travesty. Whatever they're trying to do here. Ruin the good name of
both sports.
Of both sports. So, hey, you know what? Real quick, coming down here today from Dallas, I stopped at Bucky's. What the hell is up with Bucky's?
What's wrong with Bucky's?
I couldn't even get in there.
It was packed?
You know how many people were in Bucky's today?
On the weekend, man.
Yeah, Bucky's is packed.
I think it's Memorial Day.
Yeah, especially more now.
Did you get bucked out?
I went in there. I didn't get what I wanted. I ended up getting what I could get because there was 10,000 people in Bucky's.
Jeez.
And that's always the worst, man. Like, it's good when Bucky's is so empty and you're just kind of, you can wander around and shop. You know?
Today, I didn't know what was going on. But anyway, hey, we will be back here tomorrow night. One thing, Super Mario, you coming back tomorrow night?
I will be here.
Join us again tomorrow night.
I will be here.
Chris Tamez, Diamond Dave, all of you listeners out there, we hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back tomorrow night, same place, same station, Sports Kings After Dark. We are out.
Präsentiert das beste Angebot aller Zeiten zum 15. Jubiläum. Hol dir jetzt O2 Free 15. Jeden Monat 15 GB für nur 29,99. Nur für kurze Zeit im O2-Shop oder auf o2.de/15.